Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrika Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The era of Jerome Powell as Fed Chair ended last week. The meeting foreshadowed that after the Fed transition, the bar for further rate cuts has moved higher, but that rate hikes are also unlikely. Here's why. Powell's last meeting marked the highest number of dissents at a single FOMC meeting since 1992. The decision to hold rates at 3.5 to 3.75% was an 8-4 split. Three members of the FOMC voted against retaining an easing bias in the Fed statement. The fourth, Mirren, dissented because he favored an immediate rate cut. Powell also said he will stay on as Fed governor after his Fed chair term ends on May 15th. This is the first time since 1948 that a departing Fed chair remains on the board. This means no vacancy in the seven-member board, and Mirren, whom Trump appointed to a temporary seat, would need to give up his seat once Warsh is confirmed. How long Powell stays is unclear. His term as governor ends in January 2028. He has pledged to stay on until the investigations into his leadership are well and truly over with finality and transparency. Both of these developments were more hawkish than the market was prepared for. The curve flattened and markets began pricing in a potential rate hike as the next move, rather than further cuts. On the other hand, Warsh now comes in as Fed chair with three viewpoints that lean more dovish. First, Warsh sees artificial intelligence as a structurally disinflationary force. He argues that the AI productivity wave could allow the Federal Reserve to cut rates without triggering inflation. Warsh argues that AI will increase output per worker and reduce marginal costs, making almost everything cost less. Warsh has urged policymakers to make a bet on these productivity gains before they are fully reflected in lagging government data. Two, Warsh thinks that a smaller balance sheet could reduce inflationary pressures and create room for the Fed to lower short-term interest rates. He argues that the Fed should no longer hold long-term treasuries. The reason? Doing so artificially suppresses government borrowing costs and blurs the line between monetary and fiscal policy. He calls for slow and deliberate execution of this plan in coordination with the Treasury to align what the Fed holds with what the government issues. Three, Warsh prefers trimmed inflation measures because they exclude extreme one-off price swings on both the high and the low end. He argues this provides a clearer picture of the underlying inflation trend. Unlike core inflation, which strips out food and energy independent of their price levels. He also prefers targeting ranges rather than a rigid 2% inflation target. In the current setting, this means a more dovish stance. Trimmed mean measures have been lower than core PCE. For example, the Dallas Fed's trimmed mean was 2.4% for March, while core PCE set at 3.2%. The real litmus test for what comes next for U.S. fixed income is the following question. Would the outcome of this Fed meeting differ with the new Fed composition? That is, Warsh in and Mirren out? The likely answer, no. That's why a temporary gridlock on rates is likely after Warsh is slated to take over on May 15th. Over time, though, we see three catalysts that could give room for further rate cuts. One, there's a good chance that Powell will leave before year end, opening up the opportunity for a more dovish candidate to replace Powell. Two, oil prices come down as the conflict in the Middle East is resolved. Three, the labor market remains soft as AI reduces the number of job openings in an otherwise strong economy. We prefer the front end of the curve to express this view. This is because we see risk to long-term bonds if the Fed shifts its portfolio towards shorter maturities. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.